It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
What's on?
Happy
Kelly?
Wednesday.
Here, Kelly, giggling.
His microphone, I can't hear him.
I turned. Sorry.
That's okay.
I get.
Just something that could set off the air inappropriate, as usual.
Hey.
Well, no, if it's about the firefighters, that is...
They have inmates fighting the fires, right?
Yes, right now there's pretty close to 1,000 inmates who are out there fighting the fires. And a lot of people are asking about that. Like, you know, like, give me the deets on this. How many prisoners are fighting? I mean, what can they... how much are they making? Individuals are typically paid between $5.80 to $10.24 per day, plus a dollar an hour when responding to active emergencies, according to the CDCR.
All right, I know they're prisoners, inmates. They probably should get a slight boost in that pay.
Yeah, can't...
Technically, they're risking their lives.
They are risking their lives, and they are working and doing a service. Mm. And that money... If prisoners make money and they owe families, don't the families get
that's
that?
That's a good point.
I don't know. Those responding to the Los Angeles fires and working 24-hour shifts are earning $26.90 per day if you are doing a 24-hour shift.
Okay, that's not a lot, but.
And I was saying to Kelly that
I didn't think of this.
They cannot be convicted of convictions of any arson or sexual crimes.
What about?
That's the two main ones, right. that came up in this article.
But if they're thieves and they could loot.
I suppose, but they are also probably being supervised while they're out there.
I would hope so. Mm. But that's also, I mean... Whew, this is a whole thing. I see both points, but I'm thinking guards and stuff don't want to be putting their lives at risk.
They must, to some extent, as inmates, they must have earned this privilege.
It's also a program. As of Thursday, 783 incarcerated firefighters were working around the clock to help slow the spread of the massive blazes that are going on in California. And this is a correction of
rehabilitation.
Thank you. Fire camp program. This has been going on for a very long time and stuff. And a good portion of the people that are watching the prisoners are also like firefighters.
There you go. Which is a good thing. Let's see. What else we... Oh, private U.S. space company has just launched a mission to the moon. Falcon 9 rocket blasted off overnight from the Kennedy Space Center, carrying the Blue Ghost lunar lander. From the Texas company Firefly Aerospace. I know you're kind of into this, roadkill. I could, at this point, I don't really care.
I find it interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, we're still looking, you know, looking up to space.
The launch of this particular month, first mission for Blue Ghost, which is expected to land on the moon in early March. Also, on a side note, this Monday is free... Fee-free day at National Park Service sites around the country because of Martin Luther King Day. Probably doesn't affect us too much because it's a little chilly right now.
You should do in the warmth.
But I bet you Acadia National Park is pretty beautiful still in the winter. Probably won't be getting out that much.
I was going to say, a lot of roads are probably closed and stuff that they don't even open them in the winter.
Well, they're not. Yeah, that's true. The next fee-free day, look forward to April 19th. That's the first day of National Park Week.
I got a kick out of this survey. 1 in 4 Americans are more interested in the Super Bowl food than the actual.
During What's the Buzz today?
We did. And now let's talk about within. I used to make wings every year. I don't do that anymore. You even decided what you're making? It's so extensive.
So we always kick off the season, week one, and we end the season with Southwestern egg rolls because it's the favorite across the board. Everybody loves my Southwest egg rolls. So they look forward to the open and close of the season. Everything else, I kind of like, it's hard. It really is difficult for me to pick out foods. I do ask for suggestions.
Is there one every Super Bowl that you have to do besides the egg rolls?
No, not every Super Bowl.
The top ones they're saying are buffalo and
wings,
hot wings.
Wings.
Baby. Barbecue. 7-layer dip. Pizza. Chicken tenders or nuggets.
Yeah, see, chicken tenders and nuggets.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Wings. I love wings.
See, we don't do wings on Super Bowl. Maybe
too
one.
Too messy?
Yeah, they're just, yeah, too messy. There's too many people over and too much. Yeah, a lot of people don't like to get their hands dirty.
Yeah.
And like buffalo wings or anything like that. I do turn buffalo chicken, like I do a buffalo chicken dip. I do buffalo chicken pockets sometimes. I've gotten to a point where I've cooked so many things that I actually forget. So now I try to take a picture of every single thing I cook. And then I go back in my phone and I write, you know, search, and I put food. And then it pulls up every picture of food I've taken. So then I look back and I go, ooh, that looks good. I mean, there's 2,315 pictures that I've taken of food I've cooked since I've had my phone.
Wow.
So I look at all and then I look back and I go, oh, I remember
that
when I made
so
that.
Good.
That was good. I've been doing it with Jeff too, because he'll look at a picture.
You have 2,000 plus pictures of Jeff?
No, I say Jeff. he'll look and he go, oh, I remember when you made that. That was awesome and you never made it again. Because I'm changing it up every week. So this taking pictures and keeping it on my phone is great. Like this picture is great. I had made these pulled pork like tostadas. And then I had done the egg rolls. And I did this bang bang shrimp in a lettuce wrap. So for the healthier people. But yeah, I can go back and look at dates and like, ooh, on this Super Bowl I made this.
New Year's Day, Kepi Carl and myself and my buddy Jack were meeting for a couple beers. And we get it. Usually on the holiday break, we want oysters. It's a point. Want oysters.
I love oysters.
So we're going to go to Franklin Oyster House, and they have special for 2 hours. It's
buck like a shuck?
Yeah, but it's not quite. It's like $1.75. It's still a pretty good deal. They're closed. They're closed on New Year's Day. We went to a different row 34. $3 oysters. We paid the price. It wasn't that expensive. It was good, and we had a good time.
Row 34.
I got oysters in my brain. No, there's one in. I think there's a one in Boston. There might be one in Portland too. There's one in Portland. There's like four.
I've been to one. It was good. I just don't remember where it was. Love oysters.
But I get that in my head during the holidays.
To me, it's more of a summertime
shrimp
thing.
I know, but for some reason around the holidays too, I want to have some oysters and shrimp.
I had
shrimp cocktail.
Laura turned me on to getting one of those little small rings of shrimp, and every once in a while having that for a lunch.
You can get the frozen bags and defrost them. Some people
cheaper.
Even cook them. Carl loves cooking them. I don't want to cook them.
No,
I do. Yeah. So if you do cook your own, make your own shrimp cocktail by the raw shrimp that only has the tails on, cook them up in lemon juice. It helps. You can also put some different sprigs of.
I just buy the round wheel and.
Yep. Okay.
And the pre-made cocktail sauce.
What's that?
Right.
You can buy cooked shrimp in a ring.
Do you make your own cocktail sauce?
It's way cheaper.
Or do you buy the cocktail sauce?
I think we buy it it's in the ring, Kelly.
Do you like it spicy? You add some horseradish to it?
No. It's perfect just the way it is.
Spice that up.
No, it's perfect just the way it is.
Yeah, I eat shrimp probably 3 days a week. It's so good.
Around $10.
Yeah, you can. Okay.
It already has the sauce all ready to go.
Does it have a lemon wedge stuffed in there?
Yes, it did.
Really?
Oh, my God. Told you. Oh, yeah. But, oh, yeah, oysters are definitely more of a summer thing. And I get sucked back at least 2 dozen by myself. So good.
Yeah, I'm not an oyster guy. Had them once. No.
You can't believe you had them once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with, like, pretty much any. There's sushi. I don't like eel. I can't get into eel. I love the salmon, the tuna. I love a lot of raw. I love tuna tartare. I love anything
crab.
Like
I like
that.
The crab. I like the salmon. I love
crab.
That's
cooked.
My favorite. I think.
Yeah, I like salmon. Yeah, I like
salmon too.
Smoked
salmon. Well, no, raw salmon. Would you eat that raw in sushi?
But it's smoked, right?
I've had sushi not two or three times, and it wasn't bad. I wish I knew more about it. That I would have gotten a little bit more. Tried
daring?
Other things.
Daring. Fun things.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 The eel's the only thing that I just can't. It just doesn't work with me. But everything else is good. I love sushi.
No, not having eel. No.
Okay. What else do we have to talk about? There was something. Well, that was kind of sad. Oh, I got good news for your pets. Chewy, you know, Milk-Bone. They're selling Milk-Bone marshmallow Peeps just in time for Easter. So Peep, they're Peep toys for your dogs.
Toys?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
The edible?
Is selling something a bit closer to the real thing. Milk-Bone marshmallow Peeps. Our dogs can now safely participate in the springtime Easter fun with marshmallow Milk-Bone Peep treats.
They're just gross.
They come in a 22-ounce bucket of fun shapes and colors, like yellow chicks and pink bunnies that look just like the original Marshmallow Peeps for humans. There's also the classic milk bone treat in there. The best part, these treats have an artificial marshmallow flavor that our dogs will love. Hmm. Wow.
All right.
Well, so when the Easter Bunny comes, maybe Otis will get some little peep treats in his...
He will be excited.
I think he will be, too. I mean, they're bones, but they just taste like marshmallow. I think he's going to love it. I mean, he loves everything else.
Does he get an Easter bag? Did he? You had him for Easter last year?
Yeah, we did. He didn't last year.
Because the dogs, he got a stocking, I assume, for Christmas?
He did. The crab has a stocking. The turtle has a stocking.
Crab has a stocking.
The crab got three new shells, a couple different coconut flake treats. Things like that. Yeah. The turtle got a new heater, a new rock, fruit and veggie treats. Mm-hmm. Reba got some salmon fillets, got a couple new different types of cat food and cat toys. Otis got tons of new bones. He likes the bones that are like the size of my thigh. And he can't get far with them because they're really heavy, but he gnaws on those. And it takes 2 months to get all the meat off those bones, but he'll gnaw on it and loves them.
It's crazy.
Yep. So everybody has a stocking in the house.
Yeah. Chloe has a cat, two dogs, a bunny, and I get the dogs. I get all of them one big bag. I get the dogs, squeaky toys and whatnot and treats. Same for the cat, but I don't know what to get the bunny. So I just stick $10 in there and call it bunny money.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's
all I got.
But there's always treats. You can get bunny treats.
Well, not in Market Basket, you can't.
No, you can't. But you got to go to the pet store.
That's where I do most of my exclusive shopping.
Okay. Well, Friendly Pets has a great selection next time. We didn't do Easter Basket. Last year, it was tough. Otis, still a puppy. The Easter Bunny dropped off the eggs at like 4 in the morning. Otis went out to pee around 5:30. I had to go out around 6 and close up all the eggs because he thought they were toys, pick them up, run him different places in the backyard, trying to gnaw on them.
He was confused.
Yeah. And
at least he's learned, and this year he'll know the drill.
I hope he does. If not, I'm like, what am I going to do? I have to put him up on high areas. But yeah, he was playing with those. There was candy everywhere, money that was coins that were in the
eggs. You got to worry about the Easter Bunny showing up maybe early when Otis is awake and there's this confrontation.
A lot of barking. That happened this year when Santa showed up at 3:30 in the morning. Otis woke up the entire...
After a couple of whiskeys or what?
So Santa comes in the early morning by the time he does the rest of the world. He usually arrives around 3:30 a.m. I know that because Otis woke us up.
Oh, yeah.
Howling, barking. Everybody was up rubbing their eyes. And it was a quick Santa must have just left because obviously... everything was out, and we all had to go back to bed till 5:30 in the morning. When the rest, we had to see what we got. Yep, it was.
Oh well,
real rough.
That's what happens when Santa visits the house.
Yeah,
I will say, I personally, because of that wake up, was very tired on Christmas Day. I couldn't even go to all the locations and took a nap at 5:30.
Laura Boyce took a nap
on Christmas Day.
Put that down.
Headline.
Yep,
that is a
5:30 to 6:30 on Christmas Day because I couldn't take it anymore. Otis, gosh darn it, and Santa. Kelly, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
Oh, I was just talking about an experience I had at a one thing that bugged me about a concert this year. It was an outdoor venue, and it kind of threw me for a loop. I walked into the men's room, and there was a men's room attendant. And going, hey, I'm just trying to get you guys out of here in a hurry. Pay attention. Hey, I got two down here. I got one over here. Watch out for that wet spot. I'm like...
What?
Have you never been to a concert that has that?
First time in probably forever. I'm like, I just paid $15-$20 for beer. Now I got to tip a guy $2 for showing me where the vacant urinal is? No.
So, okay, well, I will say in the ladies' room, and I've gone to many concerts with many people working the rooms. Very great. Like, as somebody walks out, she has her bottle of solution. She's got her paper towels, her rags, her gloves on. She will go into each...
Cleaning.
She sprays
that.
It down, and then she's like, open.
I didn't see any of that
going on. She gets the line. She, like, if somebody... You know how sometimes the door is shut, and you don't know if somebody's actually in... Well, I don't know if this happens to guys, but it happens to girls all the time in the bathroom. The doors are shut. You have to go down real low to see if there's any feet in there, because you won't know sometimes if the stalls are taken.
I can see that.
because the doors shut automatically. So you got this woman in there, and she's like, this one's open. This one's open. All clean. Because she'll look to make sure
cleaning going on.
If there's any mess, she's spraying it down. If it's clean and looks good, she's just like, yep, send another one.
Telling me where the vacant urinal is, handing me paper towels. Come on.
Now, the only one that I've seen is like somebody that will be in there just making sure that like nothing bad is happening. As in, there's paper towel on the floor. Oh. They've got rubber gloves on. They're picking it up, making sure that things
nobody slips on the wet floor or something like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, come on, please. Maybe I can see the. It's harder to get. Women's lines are way longer.
Way longer.
I get that.
And you don't, sometimes you walk in, you're like, oh, so dirty. You wish that there was somebody around. Or if there's a clog in one. And it's come like you like, oh, I have to lose my spot in line to try to get somebody. There's somebody in there. I feel like they're there to make sure everything's good.
Just pee over it.
Pee over her?
Anything.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Well,
I remember when I'd go to Worcester sometimes, you'd be like, most people weren't even going to the bathroom in the stall. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, I've seen a few sinks. Guys going in the sink before.
Just because the line was too long.
Yeah.
Or coming in the outdoor.
Yeah.
Come on. And cutting everybody.
Yeah.
Men, you guys are rude.
Oh, that was cool what you found today, Roadkill. Or was it you, Laura? The guy from Philly who got severely punished.
Yes,
Now, what was he doing again in the game? He was yelling at a woman who was a Packers fan and calling her the C word.
Oh, yeah. And it was all on video. The husband of the woman was taking the video, and he had posted it saying... Okay, so a male Eagles fan was captured on video spewing vile comments at a female Packers fan during the game. Somebody wrote, Ryan Caldwell, who wore a dark green Eagles jacket, went viral for all the wrong reasons, obviously verbally abusing her. A Packers fan who was at the game with her fiance seated in front of him in the upper deck, calling her an ugly, dumb, bad word, C word. What it's like going to a Philly just trying to root for your team, he wrote in a post. Unprovoked, uncalled for, Packers Twitter, help me out and find this guy. This is not okay. So this is what her husband posts the video, does that. Well, in the video, it was just crazy. Now, we had heard earlier, and I don't know if Greg had brought it up this week, that he had already been banned from Lincoln Financial.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't going to be. Well, as of today, he has lost his job.
Whoa.
They've put out on X about, you know, obviously, we don't condone this. We have decided to part ways. Obviously, we don't want somebody one time, I don't know what they said, one time bad moment, speak for himself, but whatever. It's, yeah.
Sounds like it wasn't just one moment, though. It was throughout the game.
Yeah.
Don't count that as one moment.
Yeah, people, Eagles fans, you know, were right, you know, we're sorry. This isn't, you know, who we are, but it had been viewed 10 million times.
Yikes.
And, yeah.
Feel good that he got canned. Sorry.
Yeah, he lost his job. Mm. He will never step on the field again or in the stadium again, and that's it. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that's Wednesday. I have a dentist appointment. Roadkill has a dentist appointment. And so that means we have to go quick.
Off we go.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.